Welcome to the You're Late Podcast, episode number 10. Episode number 10 is here. We've made it.
Woohoo!
The news just came in. We've been renewed for a second season.
Perfect.
Starting next week.
90 more episodes to go, guys.
This is a pretty fun episode we do. It involves everything that you could think of. It was kind of like your party bag, your grab bag of topics.
Yes, yeah.
Pretty cool stuff.
Yeah.
And what else did we talk about? We talked about the president.
and his time on Mars.
Yes. You're going to enjoy this episode. If you have anything you want us to talk about, us, any suggestions for the show, any criticisms, any comments, any questions, any...
Concerns?
No. Any karate moves you want to show us, email them to us at... yourlatepodcast@gmail.com.
Yes, and please go to our Facebook page. As always, it's your facebook.com/yourlatepodcast. And check us out on Twitter also at @your_late. Sorry, I'm a little tired.
No, you're doing great, Bob.
Jake's going to beat me now as soon as the microphone's off.
I swear to
guys,
God.
Guys,
don't call for
don't
help.
Leave me alone. Don't leave me alone with him.
No, we're fine. We're fine. Yeah, we're fine. No, but it is a good episode. You're going to enjoy it. I hope you enjoyed the new logo that we're unrolling this week.
Yeah.
It's for real. If you notice on our podcast page on iTunes and stuff, we had to take down the first two episodes because we ran out of space.
Yeah.
Two episodes are gone.
Forever.
So you better download them now before, you know, they're gone forever.
They're gone forever, forever. Forever, ever?
Jake. Oh, sorry.
It happened again.
Guys, but seriously, take some time. Please give us a like, a rating on the iTunes Store, the Google Play Store. Google Play
Jake,
Store.
Jake.
sorry. Rate us. Give us 5 stars. Give us a nice review. Please subscribe because that's how people find us.
Yes.
You guys have been doing so awesome.
And rate us, too.
Yes, rate us. Just do everything to us. Everything. Yeah, that's right.
Rate me. Rate me, my friend.
Well, I hope you enjoyed this week's episode of the podcast, episode number 10.
Enjoy. I'm at Jake's right now. We're recording.
Are you recording right now?
Yep.
Or you just shut it down.
Shut it down.
All right, I'll talk to you later.
All right, I'll call you when I'm done. All
right, bye-bye. Hi, Matt. Oh, are you wearing a Fitbit right now?
I am.
You are?
I am.
Did you track your steps to NFT?
That's another reason, too, because somebody challenged me to a weekend warrior challenge or whatever.
Oh, so I just totally blew it up for you.
No, not I don't really care that much. I was like, all right, well, I mean, there's nothing else to do today.
Yeah.
So I may as well just try to get my steps in, I guess.
Get your steps.
Hey, dude, it's like a video game for me now.
How so?
I don't know, it's just like, it forces you to, not forces you, but it makes you, but it puts you in like a competitive state of mind because you see how many steps everybody else is taking. Like,
oh, you can see other people's.
Yeah,
oh
like
God.
If you're friends with them on there.
Oh, that's a nightmare.
I know.
That's my nightmare you're describing.
But like, yeah, I'm in a challenge right now. I'm in second place with 19,000 steps. No, I'm not in second. Damn, I'm in fourth place.
You were.
14,000 steps. Son of a bitch. That's not
you let
good.
Yourself down.
I know. What the hell? I usually do 14,000 in a day, bro.
Oh, bro. That's cool. I would never do anything like that. I went hiking one time, and it was I was in a place where there was a lot of places to hike.
A park?
Yeah, I was in a park. That's what it's called. Yeah. And I went with a waiter from a restaurant that I would go to. I'll go with you guys sometime. That sounds awesome. And, like, we all start, like, climbing this hill. And it was, like, we decided to hike at night because it was the night of the supermoon. And we thought it would be a good idea.
That's romantic.
Yeah. Well, he was there with his boyfriend.
Ah. Were you the third wheel?
Yeah. No.
The
you know
third dick?
I was one of the other ones.
Okay.
I was one of the other. There was like two or three stragglers. Okay. Maybe they were setting me up. I don't know. I can't remember. But so we started hiking. And I'm good for like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
I'm like a cheetah. Like I'm like right behind them. You know? And then like, then I'm just like, they're like, you're all right? Like, yeah, I'm fine, man. Let's just go. Let's just keep going. And then like next thing you know, like they're slowing down and I'm like out of breath. And I'm like, you know what? You guys just go ahead and like I'll catch up. Let's do that. I had no idea where I was.
Yeah, that doesn't sound safe.
So I start doing that.
Alone in the wilderness?
And then one of the, yeah, at night.
Yeah.
At night.
Yeah, in the dark.
And it was like a dead zone for cell phones.
Oh,
and,
perfect.
And yeah, it was absolutely great. And I remember as soon as I got up there, I didn't make it near the top. I reached a point where the trail just stopped.
Oh, really?
And I thought, like, do I just keep going straight? And it looked like the trail may have like zigged back up the hill, but I couldn't tell because it was a very thin trail.
Right.
So I'm just standing there, and then I text the one guy. I'm like, "Hey, where'd you guys go?" And because we're on this hill, nobody can answer because there's no service.
Yeah.
I tried calling, goes right to voicemail.
Ooh.
I'm like, "Fuck!" And then like I'm just standing there, and I start hearing like creeping in the bushes.
That's
weird.
And
I'm like, "What the fuck?" And I was like, there's a lot of coyotes.
So oh,
I was
yeah.
Just like, oh, shit. Oh, my God. And, like, I hear, like, one coming from behind me. Then I hear one coming from, like, in front of me to the left.
Yeah.
And it was, like, a nightmare experience. And this was at the time where they just found a head on this hill.
What?
Yeah, they found a head, like, 3 weeks before we decided
were
to
they coyotes?
This. No. Not, like, coyote head. Like, a human head.
No, I'm saying, like, were they coyotes in the bushes?
Oh, I have no idea. I didn't stay to find out, man. Yeah. I bolted down the path. I like fell 3 times.
Oh, really?
And then I just left.
Oh.
And then I like
maybe
went,
I'll see them again.
Then I went back to the restaurant. I was like, hey, oh well.
Yeah, were they worried about you?
Yeah, they were like, hey man, we had no idea where you went. I was like, yeah, well,
me either.
Yeah. So that was fun.
Oh, that's a nice little adventure.
That was pretty cool. I actually, believe it or not, for as lazy as I am, I really enjoy like.
No, it's fun. I haven't done any like outdoor stuff like that in a while. So, even like other than like work, like we used to go to Ridley Park all the time.
Yeah.
Mega, but I haven't been there at all this year yet.
Well, like I mean, can you hike there? Like, well,
yeah, they have hiking trails.
We did a trail there. Before.
Yeah, there's the running trail.
Yeah.
It's like a bike trail too, but then there's hiking trails all in between.
Oh, that's so cool.
They're like color coded.
Is it like cool to like look at? Like, I mean, I don't know.
We did it one time and it was like, we didn't know where the hell we were going. All of a sudden the sun starts going down. We're like, all right, maybe we should run to the end of the path so we know where we are. Yeah. And I was running in flip-flops in all the woods.
You were hiking in flip-flops.
Yeah. Well, it was kind of impromptu. We were just going to go for a walk and they were like, you want to go with this trail? Yeah. All right.
And that's crazy.
We were like, all right, yeah, it can't possibly be that long. And then the sun starts going down. Like, shit.
What do you okay? So you're on that trail with Meg.
Yeah.
What do you guys do? Do you just talk?
Yeah.
What do you talk about?
I don't know. Stuff. Kind of like this.
Oh yeah.
No, I don't
it's
know.
Like a podcast.
Yeah, it's like a podcast in real life.
You don't want to do a podcast with me walking, because, you know, it'll be just so breathy.
I'm getting turned on.
Well, thank you.
No, I don't know. We just like talk about whatever.
Yeah.
Tells her about her day and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm just curious because, like, I get so fucking bored whenever we go to, like, a park.
Yeah.
Even when we have Bud and Bud's just, like, trying to eat everybody, I still get bored. I'm like, this is just too much. Let's go home now. Can we stop at Starbucks? Or maybe get some frozen yogurt?
Oh, that sounds lovely. I just had a Frosty and I still want more.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What did you have, chocolate or vanilla?
Chocolate.
Has anybody ever had a vanilla Frosty?
I don't know. I have never have.
Like,
I don't want to meet the person who does. No.
You know that expression, if it ain't broke, don't fix it? Like,
yeah.
That's like the Frosty.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, now it's in vanilla. Well, we don't really want one. But it's in vanilla now. You can have it in vanilla. Well, no thank you.
If they make it in coffee flavored, it's all over.
Oh, my God. Wendy's.
Yeah.
I know you're listening right now. Yeah. Thanks again for sponsoring this episode. That's like the running joke I do whenever we just, the first just brand we mention.
A brand, yeah.
It's just, no, but seriously, coffee, oh my God, coffee frosty. You can hear me getting a hard on. It's
Let's get it going, guys. Hashtag yeah. Coffee frosty, yes.
Coffee frosty. Oh my God, let's do it.
Yeah.
We can start a revolution.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
I know. Why has no one thought of this before?
Do you know how much money they could make by doing that? I don't. But a lot. I know it would be a lot of money.
I don't.
Yeah. We just started painting our house, as you saw.
Yeah,
you
yeah, I in. Noticed, yeah.
Jesus Christ.
It's fun.
No, yeah, it's not. It's not at all.
Yeah.
We're doing the bedroom next. Michelle's parents came and helped us do it today, and it was awesome. We bought one type of paint, and we started painting. Michelle didn't like it.
Oh, really?
But she didn't want to say she didn't like it, so she just, like, stood there about to cry, like, just kind of staring at it. I don't know. Just keep going. It's like, no, we're not going to keep going if you don't like it. No, I let me think about it. Just keep doing it. Do you like the color? And then her mom's like, I don't like it. She's like, oh, and I hate it. It's so weird. I was like, why can't you just tell
Someone
us?
Someone just said that from the gate.
Yeah.
Saved some trouble.
Yeah, because, you know, it just what happened is she saw a picture. It was like an all-natural light. Like, it was lighted so perfectly. So it looked like 10 shades lighter than the actual paint color was.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, and you can't return paint.
Oh, you no?
No, did you know that?
No, I didn't know
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you can't return paint. It's like, well, fuck.
Wow. Guess that sucks.
Yeah, so I guess we're just going to paint whatever with this thing now.
You need to touch up the peacocks?
Don't touch my peacocks. I might keep the peacocks, actually.
Well, yeah, like you were talking about before, it'd be a pain in the ass sanding all that down.
Yeah. Not going to have fun with that. But you know, I actually enjoyed the whole the painting process. It wasn't too bad.
It can be zen like. You get focused on it, especially cutting in and everything.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't do that. I just did the roller.
Fair enough.
I just did the roller, and I was like, "This is not dead." Not even saying words. Almost saying words. Branson, Skusan, two.
La la la. Yeah.
It was cool though. I like the color. What we had before was like this sharp yellow. Kind of. I think it may have been like the yellow on the wall.
Like a canary yellow.
Yeah, it was kind of. Thank you, because they don't know what I'm pointing to the wall. Yeah, it was like a canary yellow in our dining room, and now it's kind of like a beachy blue, a minty blue. So
aquamarine.
Yeah, something like that, and it looks nice.
Yeah, it does.
Thank you. I was fishing.
Yeah, it looks great.
God, it took you so
it's
long.
It's great.
Say.
It's
Thanks.
Spectacular.
Okay,
I can't
you.
Believe how
thanks,
amazing
man.
That is.
Thanks.
You Stop. Are such a good
you
painter.
You don't have to say anything.
Oh, my God.
All right, thanks.
You should get a professional job as a painter.
I don't know about that. That's
Everyone, hire Jake to paint your houses.
No, please don't. I don't have enough
what?
Time.
Oh, too far? Pull the ripcord?
Oh, man.
This isn't how we rehearsed it.
Yeah. Did you watch, have you watched any sports recently?
Not really, no.
No?
Actually, I think the last thing I watched was a Barclays Premier League soccer match.
Are you American?
I know. Right?
No, that's cool.
Yeah. Because I haven't watched hockey in months.
I know. Yeah, the Flyers just make me want to cry right now. But that's okay. We'll see.
That's what I think.
Yeah. I was watching a Frontline episode when you walked in the door. I turned off the Phillies to watch Frontline, and it's from February, and it's been on my DVR. And it was called Being Mortal.
Oh.
Being Mortal.
I don't even know what Frontline is.
Frontline is like a PBS documentary series.
Oh, okay.
So they have like these hour, 2 hour long things where they just play informative documentaries.
Oh.
And they're fun.
That's nice.
On just random topics.
Sounds very informative.
The one, it is. The one before it I haven't watched yet either, from January, is Putin's Way. It's all about Putin.
I feel like that's some sort of pun. Yeah. I don't know why. I just do. Maybe it's just his name.
Yeah, it's just his name, dude. Yeah. It's a family name.
Yeah. I'm still like, there's a bunch of shows I need to catch up on. I'm still like 4 episodes back on the last season of The Walking Dead.
Oh,
I have
yeah?
no idea what happened.
Well, I'll tell you.
Yeah. After this.
Yeah, we just got HBO Go to finally work. So last night.
Never mind. This is very riveting. I was like, you have Comcast?
We do, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we that's right. We had a nice
little Yes, we do. They're listening right now.
Somebody was telling me HBO Go wouldn't work for them. They couldn't set it up with
their Xbox?
Their PS, his PlayStation. Because Comcast, you can do it if you have Verizon, but if you don't have Comcast, then you can't.
It's sneaky because I couldn't get HBO Go to work if I had the Xfinity app on my... I shouldn't reveal my secrets, okay?
All right, fair enough.
If you'd like to know more about this information, I'd have to meet you in person. We'd have to be covered in tinfoil suits.
We're at this speak in a secret cipher.
Yes.
And bring your decoder ring.
Bring your decoder ring, please. Drink your Ovaltine. I don't want to give it up. I don't.
Fair enough.
Because I'm like, okay, we got it. Now we know how to fix the problem.
Yeah. And then they'll lock that up.
Yep.
Because they're always listening.
We're going to get caught up on the second season of Silicon Valley.
Oh, okay. This season's amazing.
Game of Thrones. Yeah, that's what I heard. So yeah. I'm excited to watch that.
Everyone's gotten so much better.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's so much, like, that's great. Because most shows, they just go down.
I know.
So it's nice to know that some go up.
Especially, yeah. I don't know. Like, it's a bunch of comedians that... Like I knew about them before they were cool.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like, oh man, it's like I'm watching them grow up.
Yeah.
And then no connection to them whatsoever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's that's a weird thing.
Yeah.
That's like, Bruce Willis used to do like local theater around here in like Bucks County and Delaware, and like, so many people I've met because like I've went to these theaters. I've done like comedy shows, and they always talk about like, I remember this one time, Bruce was just sitting over there, and he's like,
squinting his eyes.
Yeah, he said yippee-ki-yay. It's like, no, he didn't. He didn't say that.
Never happened. You weren't even there.
Yeah, yeah, you didn't even work here then.
But there's, you know, there's a guy I know. He says he went to school with Kevin Bacon.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and he said apparently everyone used to pick on him in high school or something. And
Kevin Bacon?
Said he beat up Kevin Bacon and all that stuff.
That's awesome.
Yeah. It's just like, no, this guy is about 4 feet tall. It's like, you know he didn't. You never did that.
I think Kevin Bacon is probably easily beat upable.
You think so?
Yeah.
But he's got those dance moves, man.
He's, yeah.
You're never gonna catch him.
He's got that mean mug, but I think he's harmless.
Like he'll do the angry dance right before he gets into a fight with you.
Yeah, exactly.
Starts doing gymnastics in a warehouse.
Go, we go now. I don't know why he's still all of a sudden turned into a
Borat.
Yeah, a Borat, flamenco, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm going to let you serve this one.
I got nothing.
I was going to ask another question. I'm like, I just keep asking just random questions, and they don't stick. I'm like, oh, you ever eat ice cream?
I love it. It's delicious.
Yeah.
Hashtag coffee frosty.
Coffee frosty. If we've learned one thing so far, it's the frosties are going to be coffees, and the coffees are going to be frosties.
Frothy.
Gross. How was what do you call it? How was your show last night?
It was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I love playing there, but it's always last night was very very dead.
Yeah.
Very empty. Very
well,
big.
It is
big
summer,
room. Very big
know?
Room.
It is summer.
That's true.
Yeah. So like, the type of people who go to Tom and Jerry's are the same type of people that go to the Shore.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, definitely.
So that's like, we're in June, so June through like August is going to be dead.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, the guys there, like the bartender that was working, none of the girls were working. It was just a bunch of dudes, and this one dude was like, had no teeth, and he's literally the worst bartender ever.
Well, see, what happens is Tom and Jerry's, they actually send their referee waitresses down to the bar, the beach, the Shore with the clients.
Ah,
and
I see.
They continue to serve them.
And they fluff them.
Yes.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
I don't know. I always assumed it was
really?
Like jerking it.
No, I thought, see, a fluffer was, do you know what a fluffer is?
I have no idea.
A fluffer is a guy, I learned this from somebody I know. This is all hearsay.
From the internet?
Yeah. A fluffer is a guy who cleans up a booth.
Oh.
After somebody finishes in the booth.
Oh.
Like if you go to a peep show or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do they exist, peep shows, anymore?
Well, I know there's... somebody told me this.
Hey.
If you go to certain porn stores,
yeah,
they have a viewing booth in the back.
Yeah, it's like that.
That's
like
gross.
That. It's like if you don't have a DVD player... It's like you can sit in our bathroom.
You can sit in this closet with no windows.
And then when you leave, there's just like a guy with a mop who goes in.
Yeah, like
that's the fluffer.
Oh,
that's the fluffer.
That's gross.
That sounds like a Jackson Brown.
That's a pretty
song.
Shitty job.
They call me the fluffer.
That's way worse than I thought it was. I thought it was just like the person who goes in before and just
gets him ready.
Yeah,
like the warm up comic.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
How's everybody doing tonight? All right. Ooh. Show your little leg. Oh. Nope. It's the guy who cleans up afterwards.
That's so funny.
He's like,
make a skit out of that.
Yeah, the flow.
Yeah. the warm up porno.
Yeah.
Like, all right, let's get everything ready in here.
Yeah. How's everybody doing tonight? Okay, that's okay. I didn't need to go there. Sorry for pulling my pants down.
Yeah, yeah. I was gonna say something.
Oh,
but
boy.
I didn't want to scare you.
Peep shows, huh? No. Nope. Sorry, we're not gonna do that to you guys again.
I promise. But anyway, this bartender.
Uh-huh. Yeah. No teeth.
Yeah. He if he didn't feel like making the drink, it was almost like he instinctively just said no. Like Megan asked him if they had blueberry vodka. He's like, nope. Orange vodka? No.
What's that bottle behind you?
Yeah, yeah. Meg's like, I'm pretty sure I've always gotten orange vodka here. You have regular vodka? Yeah. What do you want? Like, vodka? That's it? All right, cool. I don't know. This guy was the least personable person in the entire world.
Good thing he's a bartender.
Yeah, I know, right?
Seriously, some people just need to be smacked. I did a show Friday at a place called The Brewery.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not a brewery.
I was gonna ask. That was going to be my next question.
Did you see the picture of
no.
the place?
Well, no, I did see. Yeah, I did see the picture.
Okay.
It looked like a banquet hall almost.
It's a dance studio.
Oh.
And they call it The Brewery. I don't know. But, dude, it was cool. There was like 90-something people.
Did it used to be a brewery?
Nope. It's right next to St. Rita's Shrine.
St. Rita's Water Ice?
No, yeah. St. Rita's Water Ice, yeah. God bless her. Mango Sherbert.
This show is brought to you by Rita's Water Ice.
It's fun to do that, right?
It's fun to do that.
But yeah, so I got there and my GPS is like, you're here. And I'm like standing in front of the shrine. And then I look, yeah. What's the deal? I look up and there's like a picture of there's a statue of a woman and she's like, oh, and I'm like, I don't think I'm supposed to do comedy here. It's her shrine. Oh, this crowd
yeah,
is.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I realized it was the next building down. I was like, oh, okay. But there was like no signs because it wasn't a brewery.
That's weird. Like, were they applying for a liquor license?
Like, no, they had no employees. It was just people who had a set of keys.
That's so
weird.
To
like a dance studio, art studio kind of thing.
That's so weird.
It's like a rehearsal space.
Where is it?
It's on Broad Street.
Huh.
So I guess it's Center City or South Philly.
That doesn't make any sense to me.
It was pretty cool, though. A really cool setup, I thought.
Yeah.
They had
it was a good show, though?
Yeah. It was all improv, and then me in the middle of stand-up.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I did well. I did like 20 minutes.
Oh, good.
Yeah, and it was fun.
Nice.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. It was cool. I felt out of place because, like, I just, you know, all my stuff is, like, marriage material.
Right.
And these are all college kids. Yeah. Guys, marriage, right?
Yeah.
But
no. When you guys get there someday.
Yeah. One day you will.
All these kids are like, fuck that. I'm never getting married.
Yeah. Not after that. No. Yeah. But, yeah, it was a lot of fun. It was the last one they're doing there for a while. Yeah.
So what do they just use, like, usually have dance recitals at this place or something?
I think it's used as, like,
yoga? Hot yoga?
Yeah, I think it's used for, it's multi-purpose. It's used for improv practice, yoga practice.
Tai Chi?
Yeah, seriously, anything. Anything. Anything.
Porn?
Anything.
Let's bring it back.
Yeah, yeah. It was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It's cool.
And, oh, we got an invite to do a podcast, by the way.
Oh, we did?
Yeah, we did.
We both did?
We both did.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
With who?
With Jeff Simmons. He works over at Laughcast.
Okay.
And has a music podcast called Turning the Tables.
Ah.
And the way he does it, he normally has, like, a comedian and a musician go on the show.
Oh, okay.
And they just talk about music and their influences and things they like.
Oh.
And I said, hey.
Someone who's both.
Yeah, yeah. I said, boy, do I know the right person for you. And then I said your name, and they would love to have you. Talk about you and what the band's doing, and then talk about what we have done in the past and just what we like.
Oh, all right.
So I think that's going to be in July.
Okay.
It's called Turning the Tables.
I like the name.
It is cool,
yeah,
right?
It's a good name. Rick.
Laughcast podcast.
Okay.
I was just on their show last week.
Were you?
And they did Jeopardy. The guy Jeff Simmons is like their producer, so he does like stuff on their show too.
Okay.
And he did a Jeopardy round, and the one was like all Laughcast shows, like best Laughcast shows, and all of them were Turning the Tables. And then the last one was Cupsy's podcast.
Oh, okay.
And Chris Kamuffa's podcast. And it was their show is called The Cup Muff Show.
Yeah.
And I know that.
Yeah.
But because it wasn't Turning the Tables is the $1,000 question on their show where I'm a guest on at that current moment, I totally spaced and couldn't name the show. Felt like such an asshole.
What's your show called again?
Yeah. And that's who I'm doing a show
what's
for.
What's the thing I'm doing?
Yeah. That's what I'm doing tonight, or I should say last night.
Oh, yeah.
By the time people
are listening. Oh, yeah, right. Too late for you guys.
Yeah. Pierre mentioned it on the air.
Really?
On Friday.
Really?
And then I ran into him at Starbucks yesterday.
Oh.
Shell and
which
I
one?
Did the Springfield Starbucks.
Oh. Well, now so people are going to be like, Pierre Robert is going to be here.
Yeah. No, he is. He's in the trunk of my... No, I'm just kidding. Just kidding.
He's hiding in the closet right now.
Great! Yeah. Dan Martin! It's like 10 a.m. He doesn't know because he's just going off his internal clock.
Yeah.
This is going great.
Yeah.
This is something. This is something. This is like the positive self talk that we need, right?
Right. Well, yeah. Like I was saying earlier, I feel like we switched roles. Now this week I'm the one with no energy.
Yeah. Well, you know what it is? I sucked all your energy out of you last week. Wait, that sounded so good. You know what I mean.
Sorry, girls.
You know what I mean.
Gonna need a fluffer.
We're going to invite my dog in here to just sweep.
Oh, no.
With a mop.
But it's your dog.
Yeah. No, we get it. This is a... Oh, my God. I'm still thinking about the coffee frosty, to be honest with you. It sounds like such a great idea.
You should go, yeah. I'm in. I'm all in. I want to go to Regis. You want to go to Regis now?
I do. I actually, what time is it now? I actually got to start doing a second coat soon.
Oh.
Yeah, because we're painting. I mentioned that earlier. We're doing good right now. I don't mean like we have to stop or anything.
Okay.
Put
just
your...
the time it was. It's all... I'm just gonna peruse through Facebook, I guess.
Yeah. Just hang here. I'll be right back in about 40 minutes.
So here's what's happening with me.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. This is cool. Doing this, no, seriously, doing this is really cool.
Yeah.
Owning a home is pretty neat.
Yeah, yeah, right.
But I've learned quickly that it's like...
It's a job.
It's not going to stop.
Yeah. Yep.
I thought it was going to be like, okay, we got the house.
Yeah. And then you got to keep doing stuff.
All right, well, I have shows. Goodbye. And like, yeah. Nope. It's like, no, you're doing stuff now every
day, yeah.
And there's...
No more free time.
Yeah. No, seriously. It's, yeah.
Yeah, I was talking to somebody last night. They just had a kid. And he's like, he's got a boat. And he was saying how last year they were trying to get pregnant, so he didn't get to go out in the boat at all. And now this year, they had the kid. And now they absolutely can't go out because what are they going to do? Leave the kid? Like, you take the kid. I'm going to go out in the boat.
Yeah, that sounds like, sounds like a good idea. I just listened to this. It was like a rerun of This American Life where they had a story about how a guy sunk his own boat because like it was sinking already.
So like he just put it out of his misery?
Yeah, pretty much. But his family, he lived on the boat with his family and two kids, and they were out to sea. Do you remember hearing this? It was in the news a couple years ago, and everybody was like, what the hell is that idiot doing with a sick baby on the boat? Because when they picked up the baby, she was sick.
Oh, my God.
And they thought they were horrible parents and stuff.
Yeah.
But I don't think they were.
Wait, he sunk the boat out in the ocean with his family on it?
Like, after, like, he didn't do that, like, on purpose. It was like, it wasn't like a murder-suicide.
Okay, yeah.
It was, The boat was capsized for like a second, like a wave hit it, turned it on its side.
Right.
And because it was a sailboat, when it came back up, the bar that like runs parallel to the water, like had too much pressure on it, and it pulled on the long pole, and that put a hole in the mast. Yeah. And put a hole in the bottom of the boat. And he did all he could to try to patch it up, but it was too much. And then they had to like press a button that basically like were like ninjas come and get them.
Yeah. The Mayday button.
They show up in a plane, and then four guys jump out of a plane with a bunch of gear, and then they just rescue them. Got them to safety.
It's like a movie.
It is like a movie, like, right?
Yeah.
But then like the news story broke and everybody called them bad parents.
Wow.
I was like, I don't know.
Yeah, it's all like,
why would you do that to your baby and put him
so
in danger?
Easy to judge.
Yeah, it is.
Well, he was saying that. How old was the baby? Do you know?
4 months old.
They say that's what the guy told me last night. That the doctor told him 4 months is when it's safe to bring the baby on the boat.
Yeah.
So doctor's orders. Doctor says it's okay. It's like, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's probably what they told them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's nuts. And they said they had new other families that would do that. Would go, like they lived in their boat and they just traveled around in their boat.
That'd be fun. I'd like to do that.
Yeah.
I actually saw this thing today. It's like some kind of a energy pod or something like that. They're gonna start selling them next year. It's like a little. It's 86 square feet and it's supposed to sleep two people comfortably.
Yeah.
It's completely like self-sustaining. It's got a turbine or a windmill attached to it. Yeah, a turbine. a turbine. Whatever, yeah. And then solar panels on top, and then there's a drainage system where it takes all the rainwater and puts it into this little, container, for lack of a better term.
Ziploc bag.
Yeah. And that'll serve as all your plumbing and everything, fresh drinking water and all that shit.
Really?
Yeah. The idea is for people to buy them, put them in the middle of nowhere, and still have like electricity and running water. But like after a year, it would need like routine maintenance or whatever.
Yeah.
But they said it's easily towable and you can ship it around wherever you want.
No shit.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I want to be rich just for that.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Let's put it at the top of a mountain.
That would actually be cool. Good morning.
Start yodeling.
Yeah. Yeah.
Get my big, those really long horns.
Ram horns? Like.
But I don't know what they are.
Rico!
Yeah. One of those. That's the one I'm thinking of.
This episode is fun. It's a beautiful song, man. I think Elton John wrote it.
I don't know.
Elton John Mayer.
I was going to try.
I remember when rap was young.
Pretty shitty John Mayer, bro.
That was a pretty good Elton John Mayer. That would be, that's a good one.
Your body is wonderland.
In the wind. I don't know any other.
And it seems to me your body is wonderland.
I have no other. I don't think I know any Elton John songs.
Goodbye Yellow Brick Road. It's one of my favorite albums.
Yes. No. No. Is that an album?
Yeah.
Is it really, sir? One of your favorite albums?
Yeah. There's so many good songs on there.
Yeah.
Can't think of them offhand, but I just remember, like, when you look at it, like, front to back, it's just like, I don't know. I think I listed it on my top 10.
Your body is a wonderland of Oz.
Ooh.
I tried.
The TV show Oz?
Yeah. Dun dun.
Was it Law and Order?
Dun dun. That's all I got for you today. That's all I got. Are you watching anything new?
No, just really, get really into Game of Thrones at the moment. I actually want to catch up on True Detective because the next season starts.
Yeah, I'm excited to see what they do.
Not that I don't think they're related though, right? The seasons, both seasons.
I don't know. I don't think so.
Like lounging.
No, dude, you're fine. You're fine.
I'll just start your
F I N E.
What's that?
What?
What'd you say?
Say what now? Guess you'll have to hear it back on the podcast. Almonds. Would you ever push somebody off a subway?
Put into a train?
Nah. You know.
You're just thinking.
Just thinking.
Yeah.
Would you ever do that? Would you ever
murder somebody?
I mean, you call it murder. I call it martyr.
dying for what he believed in.
Yep.
He believed in standing on the train
line.
Platform
yeah.
safely.
Over the do not stand line.
He paid the price.
He believed in this train.
I'm sorry.
So no?
No.
Okay.
I would not murder.
Okay. I don't think I would either. I was just asking.
Let us know what you guys
for
think.
For a friend.
Email us at yourlatepodcast. yourlatepodcast@gmail.com. That's it.
That wasn't confusing. They're all like writing it down in a pen like, shit, what?
It's got to be your bowl.
Yeah. I want to write some music, man.
So do I.
Yeah, I really do.
I was thinking about this yesterday.
I was too.
Yeah. I woke up. This happens to me all the fucking time, and it drives me nuts. I need to start recording. Like, I'll wake up in the morning, and then I'll be like, I'll close my eyes for a minute and be like that in between phase. You go back to sleep.
Yeah.
And then this melody pops into my head, and I'm like, that's awesome. And I remember it for a while. Like, I start I hum it, and like an hour later, I completely forget it. I'm like,
yeah.
What was that? I was like, that could have been the song. That could have been the one to do it.
Oh man. Yeah, you gotta.
I mean, it probably wasn't, but it's just like, God damn it.
You gotta, like, record it on your phone and then play it back later, and then you'd be like, ugh.
That was horrible.
What was that?
But all I remember about it, it was kind of like Big Me.
Was it?
Yeah, and, like, that's cool. The feel for it. Like, that's what it was, how it sounded in my head. But I was just like, no, it's gone forever.
Forever. I don't think it's gone forever. I think it'll come back.
Yeah, but it won't be the theme.
It'll never be the same.
when you're writing stuff, do you just mess around until you hear something that's good, or do you hear the melody in your head first and then try to do it?
I think I do it both ways, but when I write something I'm more passionate about, it generally starts with the melody.
Yeah,
I start with the melody and then I work back kind of backwards. Find the chords, find the progression that way,
yeah.
And then just go with it.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I always try it the other way, and it's your way seems a lot, sounds a lot easier.
Well, when you do it that way, it's a little tough because sometimes it's tough to find the right notes.
Yeah.
So sometimes I'll just like force myself on these notes and then I'll make the melody really stand out.
Right.
And that'll be cool. Cause like, yeah, that, sometimes when you just play like simple chords, you just like the one song I wrote was just like a G.
Yeah.
For like the whole time. And then like the melody's all over the place. It's like goes up and down the G scale. So it's just.
Right.
I mean, not really. It doesn't really go up and down the G scale, but there's a melody and, I think that's what makes it not sound like I'm just playing a G chord.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, I think I'm so afraid to commit to a singing melody.
Yeah.
Which is weird, because I think about this sometimes, too. When I was younger, like, I used to just, I'd be reading stuff, and I would just turn it into a song.
Yeah.
Like, I distinctly remember when I think it was third or fourth grade, we were reading, Hey Diddle Diddle. Or something like that.
Yeah.
Or well, no. Well, somebody's reading something else. I was reading "Hey Diddle Diddle" because it was another section of the
third
book.
Third track.
And I like, yeah. No. And I like, but I'm like, I turned it into a song, and I'm like singing, like, "Hey Diddle Diddle, cat in the fiddle," whatever. And the girl next to me like kept elbowing me. She's like, "Shut up! He won't stop singing.
He won't stop singing. Hey Diddle Diddle."
But it's like I used to put everything to music, yeah. And I just didn't give a shit. Now if I try to come up with a melody, I'm just like, nope. No.
You're stupid.
No. Yeah, it's just I can't commit to it.
You just gotta like shut it out.
I know.
It sucks. It's impossible.
I know.
It just comes by just doing it over and over and over and over again. It's like, yeah, so what? It sucks. Okay, now what?
Yeah.
At least I'm trying.
Yeah.
All you haters out there. At least we're trying to do a podcast right now. What are you doing? You're not doing nothing.
You listening,
dog. That's my impression of a Frenchman who is, you know.
French. Nah, yeah. I do want to start writing, though. I'm, like, getting the bug. I'm sick of playing other people's music. Very much so. I'm getting really into the blues lately.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I told you, I downloaded that Chuck Berry album.
Yeah.
Like, I just downloaded this Eric Clapton album from like 2003 or something. Me and Mr. Johnson. It's an old blues album. He plays a bunch of Robert Johnson songs.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
I didn't hear that one.
Yeah, it's good. It's really good.
I have a Robert Johnson book somewhere around here.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really good. Yeah. Like Buddy Guy and Junior Wells have been listening to a lot. It's like.
That's cool.
Yeah. I don't know why, but it's just like blues is speaking to me.
Sometimes, yeah. Sometimes it just takes time for it to click.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I know what you mean. Like, it's so much cooler to have, like, an open mind for music, I think,
yeah.
Than it is to be closed-minded.
Yeah. Like, that's stupid. That sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, there are certain bands like U2 or Nickelback.
Yeah.
Where I'm just like, no.
It's all, yeah.
But I'm... but then like there,
or every, yeah. Every new rock band that comes out on MMR.
Yeah. Yeah. Unfortunately I haven't listened to.
No, neither have I.
Much radio because of stuff like that. Like,
yeah. It's all the same almost.
Yeah. When your rotation's only 19 songs.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's what the masses want, I guess.
And each band is almost interchangeable.
Yeah. 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 They want something that sounds like that other one.
Yeah.
That's what they want.
I know.
There are studies that show that that's what people want.
Studies have shown.
Yeah.
People are stupid. No.
No, seriously. I read in was it Blink? Yeah, I think it was. I just finished reading, or no, The Power to Have It. I said Have It.
Yeah. I thought you said Heaven. The Power of Heaven.
The Power of Heaven. The Power of Habit. There's a chapter in it about Hey-ya.
Oh, yeah.
And
okay.
About how it tested like very well and they thought it was a great song.
Right.
And then when they first put it on the air, like just everybody hated it. And like they can, Arbitron tracks the radio, like people who listen to the radio, and they can tell when you're changing the channel, changing stations.
That's creepy.
And well, not really. They can't tell like when you're doing it. Like you have to be, well, you have to carry around a thing that like, detects it. And they basically. they choose a population and they kind of count for the whole population.
To see, okay, yeah, yeah.
They're like a little.
It's like a census almost.
Yes. And, yeah, so like they kept changing the channel when the song came on. So what they would do is they would sandwich Hey Ya in between two really popular songs so people would stay on.
Oh, okay.
So, and then it became like the biggest, most popular song ever.
Yeah, I know. I was going to say, I feel like that's like a huge song.
Because they, like, it wasn't testing well at first because like they had never heard anything like it. And like, you know, all that stuff. I was gonna say crap. All that crap.
All that crap.
I watched Montage of Heck last night. Have you seen that?
No.
The documentary about Kurt Cobain?
No, not yet.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
It's.
I heard it's very depressing.
So sad.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I seriously wanted to cry by the end of it.
Really?
Yeah. Just, you know. It's tough because like you see like all this baby footage and stuff of him growing up and he's happy and there's all this stuff. And to know what he turned into. Like, he was a genius and he influenced a bunch of people with his music.
Right.
But is the trade-off really, like, I know, is there really a trade-off there? Like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, is that worth it?
No. I don't know. Well, it's the drug, man.
Yeah.
It's, I don't know. So it's a cliche to say stay off drugs. But
stay off drugs, but everybody.
I don't know. It's kind of, proof positive right there why you shouldn't do shouldn't do drugs.
Yeah, no, it was kind of sad.
Yeah.
Especially the part where, like, you know.
I heard there was something on there where it was like they found evidence she was practicing his signature or something, Courtney was. Something like that. Somebody was telling me that. Maybe it wasn't in the documentary.
Yeah, I don't think it was in the documentary.
There was something, somebody told me that, like, they found proof that she was practicing writing his signature, which is like point Ciaro at her sort of thing.
Whoa.
Yeah, I know, right? I wouldn't be surprised.
Are you in that conspiracy theory
camp? No.
That we're
not really.
You think Courtney killed?
No, I'm not like invested in it enough, but I'm just like that's a weird thing to find, you know?
Yeah.
If it's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, like why would you, I don't know, practice, like, why would she need to know how to sign his signature?
Maybe she's signing his checks to deposit them for him.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You know what I saw the other day? Was the Hall of Fame, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction this year. Yeah, it was like Green Day, Lou Reed, Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Lou Reed and Stevie Ray Vaughan weren't there, right?
No. No, they're dead. Stevie Ray's brother was there.
Was he?
Yeah.
Jimmy Ray?
Yeah. Or something. Jimmy Vaughn.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's Jimmy Vaughn.
I like to call him Jimmy Ray Vaughn.
Yeah. But like, for that performance, they did a performance afterwards with Double Trouble and Gary Clark, John Mayer, and then another guitarist who I can't remember who it was, all played like Pride and Joy.
Joe Bonamassa?
No, it wasn't Joe Bonamassa. Guy, he had very long hair, and he played the strings reversed.
Johnny Depp.
No, kind of looked like Johnny Depp, though. He had an ascot wrapped around the headstock of his guitar.
A what?
An ascot, or whatever, scarf thing.
Oh. Yeah.
I felt fancy saying ascot.
Yeah.
One of those fancy boys. That was cool, though. They Paul McCartney inducted Ringo, and they did this whole big performance with help for my friends, whatever.
Yeah.
And then Stevie Wonder comes out, and Beck, and I don't know, like 20 other artists come out, and then Miley Cyrus. Like, what is she doing up there with these people?
I don't know, man. She's another one I can throw in the U2 and Nickelback camp.
Well, she's just batshit crazy.
Yeah, I don't think she's crazy. I just think she's.
Well, did you see the video of her performing? Like, in pasties? She's like, my neck, my back.
Yeah, I did see that.
My
I think she just, you know, she just really wants attention.
But, like, God forbid somebody brought their kids to that show.
She was number one, and then Justin Bieber came along, knocked her off, and then she just kind of became irrelevant.
Yeah.
And now she's just trying to get back into that spotlight.
By showing her boobs all the time.
Yeah. Trying to do whatever she can to, you know, she calls it entertaining, but nobody's entertained.
Not at all.
Right? I don't know.
I'm not.
God, we sound like old men.
Yeah. Those are just kids these days. Their damn television.
And those Democrats.
Don't even get me started. how we looking there?
We're looking good.
Looking good?
Looking good.
Feeling good.
Feeling good. Yeah, we should explore space more. You know?
Working on it. Actually, I was reading something the other day. It was like conspiracy theories about how far we've actually gotten with aliens and like space travel and all that stuff. They're saying like there's one guy who's he's like 75 years old or something like that, and he's like gonna die soon, and he's telling everybody about all the stuff he worked on at Area 51 and how he was like working with aliens and stuff.
And that's all the time we have, everybody. Please tune in next week to our new episode. Forget everything Bubba just said. He's just kidding around.
What? Who are you? Get out. No, I don't want to go with you.
That sounds actually really cool.
There was another one too. Is like there's already a colony on Mars, and there's people like, and there's an alien structure on the moon already that people have seen, and like they're covering that up. And
oh wow!
Apparently Barack Obama was supposed to be on the Mars colony. Was asked to go to the Mars colony. Yeah, this was like 20 years ago. Yeah, I know. It's nuts.
Okay.
But they're like, the guy who was talking about all the Area 51 stuff was like, well, this guy's about to die, so what would he have, what would he have to gain from lying about this? You know, yeah. So that's like
people would remember you. That's why.
Yeah.
Like you would be in people's minds a little bit longer before.
Yeah, I want to look it up so I can read it, but that's going to take time.
No, it's fine.
Yeah.
So next week on
I'll be better prepared.
No, we're fine. Absolutely fine, right, guys?
Yeah. Tell us we're fine.
Tell us right now.
Tell us we're fine.
Tell us.
Please.
Okay, thank you.
Oh.
Oh, you didn't say it? Some of you didn't say it? Well, you know what?
It's like Peter Pan. Everyone's got to clap their hands.
Yeah.
Someone's not clapping.
Yeah.
Tinkerbell's dying.
Come on, just keep clapping. We need it for Bubba.
I do need applause.
We all need applause.
Applause.
I do it for the applause. Applause. Isn't that a song?
I don't know. It is now.
No, it is.
I don't know.
I came for the applause. That's what it was.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Like, came?
It's like a poppy song.
Game. Game. Applause.
Well, on that note, I think this is a good place to send it out.
All right, guys. Well, maybe we'll be on time next time.